DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Right.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast. We're back.
We are, for now.
How was your trip, man?
It was all right.
You went deep sea fishing this time?
Yeah, it didn't go so well.
You didn't fall in, did you?
No. We didn't catch anything.
Oh, that kind of, well, you know, it sucks, but at the same time, it's still cool because you got to go out for a day and hang out on the ocean and all
that.
Yeah. So, it's hard to be angry at that, but, I mean, last couple of times you guys have gone, you've caught like a lot.
Yeah.
You caught an ocean's worth.
Yeah. Yeah. The last couple times we pretty much limited out.
Yeah. So you know what? It's fine. You've evened out.
Apparently.
You know, if I go, I'd never catch anything. I could go like every day for 10 years and catch nothing.
And you'd have nothing.
But that's cool, man. I'm happy for you. While you were gone, let's see, what did I do? Nothing. I did nothing. So
nothing.
There's that.
Nothing at all.
Let's see. I'm trying. Like, I had so much to talk about. Now, like, we're on. I'm like,
I know. Every time we start the show, I'll have a bunch of stuff that I want to talk about or I think about talking about, and then nothing.
You know it. It's a testament to our organizational skills, because clearly we have none.
That's funny. You think we have organizational skills.
Okay, well, there is one thing I can remember that I wanted to talk about, and I actually have audio for this. I might have to slip it in here somewhere, if we want. It's not a big deal, but basically, one of the... I want to say it was on MSNBC, but I'm probably wrong. They had, they have like one of their political shows, and they had this guy on who apparently was in a meeting with Donald Trump recently, and they were talking about foreign policy.
Ha! Donald Trump and now, foreign policy.
Dude, this is...
That's funny.
This is fucking scary, okay?
What a joke.
Because in the course of 1 hour's time, Donald Trump asked no less than 3 times why the U.S. could not use nukes.
He's a fucking idiot.
Dude, the guy wants to use nukes.
That's going to be his answer to everything.
He doesn't fucking understand.
No.
And he just, like, this is fucking scary.
Yeah, it's very scary.
You know, we've joked about it before, but it's like... This is a real thing. This guy wants to use nuclear weapons on our enemies.
Yeah.
And while half the country would probably be behind him, none of them understand...
the ramifications?
Yes. Honestly, every country who has nuclear weapons should dismantle them. There's no reason to have them whatsoever. Because if you use them, you're screwing yourself. And this guy gets scarier and scarier. Did you hear he kicked...
He's a fucking nightmare waiting to happen.
Did you hear he kicked a baby out of one of his rallies?
Yeah. I saw that. I laughed so fucking hard. I love babies.
I love babies.
They're awesome.
Okay, I'm kidding.
I was just kidding.
Get it out of here. Get it out.
What a fucking piece of shit. I mean, seriously.
No, dude. He is constantly shooting himself in the foot now.
Yeah.
And I love it. Keep it up.
Yeah.
Keep it up, man.
I was reading an article about... let's see if I can find it. But about how a couple of things he's done recently have started to tank his chances.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. Like, everything... Like, almost everything he's saying now... It's almost like he's sabotaging himself.
Yeah. And
you know, and then he's going around saying like, "Oh, you know, the election's going to be rigged."
It's going to be rigged, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, "No, dude." And
the thing is,
on top of that, the people who endorsed him are now turning away.
Yeah.
Several prominent leaders of the Republican Party have said, "No, I'm going to vote for Hillary."
Yeah. He's you know? He's scaring away his donors too, cuz the problem that he's having is he's stays where he's there to attack and not talk about policy. But now the switch to the general, he has to do a complete 180-degree turn.
He can't do it.
And that's the problem he's going to have, because most people make their decision fairly soon after the primaries.
Yeah. Well, and on top of that, too, he doesn't want to debate Hillary. Did you see that? Like, he's coming up with like all these excuses, like, "Oh, the NFL sent me out," and the NFL's like,
"No,
no, he didn't.
We didn't. Yeah,
I don't know where you got that, but we're fine with it."
And people want this. People want this guy who will blatantly lie.
Oh, dude, his
for
poll
president
numbers are dropping consistently.
Last I saw, Hillary had like an 11-point lead over him.
Yeah,
it's just going to keep growing. He's got no policy.
Well, I think people are starting to realize not only does he have no policy, but he's got no game.
Yeah.
Like, he's got no, he's bringing nothing.
White man can't jump.
He's got all these great things that, on the surface, most of us would probably agree with.
Yeah, everybody would love to pay less in taxes.
Yeah.
But that's not how it works. We can't just cut taxes and still fund our government.
We'd love to see ISIS wiped out. You can't kill an idea.
Yeah.
You can't
nuke an idea.
I know probably 3/4 of the country would love to see a wall between U.S. and Mexico. Mexicans have already shown they'll just dig
I know. Your wall is useless.
You know, so it's like...
Mexico uses dig. Super effective.
So, he's made a mockery of just about everything
he is
done,
a mockery.
Now he's made a mockery of our political system.
Yeah, he's such a joke.
And what's worse is that the Democrats are not innocent in all this. You, of course, saw that the DNC got their email.
Yeah.
And that they basically plotted against Bernie Sanders.
I heard another article about that while they had talked about doing some stuff like planning somebody to call out what his religion was. They never actually did it, but that is still very damning that they were even showing that they were going to take sides.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And on top of it, it's like the candidate the people wanted is not the candidate they got.
Yeah.
And it's basically shown the entire country, not only from the Republican side, but from the Democratic side, that your vote
doesn't
fucking matter. And so I think in the next probably 12 years, we're going to see some major changes.
Yeah. And I know that's one of the things Bernie was pushing for, was a change in how the candidates are elected, or at least with the Democrats.
Well, and he showed, and the Democrats helped him show that it's really needed, because, you know, if we're voting for Bernie Sanders and we're not getting Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't remember, cause I didn't write any of this shit down, but it was like, they felt that Hillary was the stronger candidate because she's more in the limelight.
Yeah.
And my thought is, she's in the limelight for all this crooked shit she did.
Yeah.
You know? And yes, of course, she's been shown that she really had nothing to do with, or no real responsibility for Benghazi.
Yeah, Benghazi wasn't her fault. You take George W. Bush's presidency. They had, I think they had like 26 people killed at embassies while he was in office.
Well, in Benghazi, it wasn't even an embassy. It was like some... it wasn't an embassy, but it was American... not soil, but it was like an American outpost or something like that.
It was an American diplomatic compound.
Yes, thank you. So, you know, But there's the email scandal.
Yeah.
But she's not the first person to do this.
No.
They've proven George W. Bush, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, like so many of them have done this. So it's like, and this is not news.
Yeah.
She's just the one that they're pushing because they hate her.
Yeah. You know? Because she's the threat to the Republican Party.
Yeah, exactly.
They will never go after their own for it.
No, no, God, no. So, and the Democrats won't point it out either, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Because if they did, then this whole fucking email scandal would go away.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm not saying she's innocent, because clearly the FBI found shit. But they also said, look, yeah, she did it, but you know what? We can't, there's nothing here.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff that she sent became classified after she sent it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, she made mistakes. But here's the thing about Hillary that I like. She's made mistakes, and she comes out and she owns up to it.
Yeah.
She's come out several times and said, I fucked up.
Yeah, it was a poor choice.
Yeah.
But a big part of the problem is they don't have the correct resources to be able to do this.
Yeah.
The government servers that they're supposed to be using for the emails are non-existent, or they're so slow they're unusable.
Yeah, and Obama has been saying it throughout his entire presidency. The government needs a complete overhaul of its technical
they
resources.
They still use floppy fucking disks.
For fucking nuclear weapons.
Yes.
Jesus fucking
Christ. Though I will say that's probably safer because they're not physically connected to anything.
Well, yeah, it's
so they can't be hacked.
Yeah, that's less chance of them being hacked. So,
yeah.
You know, but, I'm but kind of okay with that.
They're spending billions of dollars a year to keep these systems running, when they could spend that money to upgrade them and keep them cutting edge.
You know, they could upgrade the nuclear launch equipment and just not link it. Don't put it on the internet or stuff.
Yeah.
You can isolate a computer and have...
Yeah, it would be an offline system.
Yeah. So, you know, you can't... If it's not hooked up to internet or something like that, it can't be hacked. You know, if it's completely isolated. So, you know, instead of spending billions of dollars to keep these computers running, just, you know, spend a couple thousand dollars to get some new upgraded computers.
Just go to your any local Best Buy.
Exactly.
They'll help you out.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's crazy. This, I just want it to be November. No, I want it to be October, because I really want to see the debates.
You mean the ones that probably won't happen,
exactly,
because he's not going
well,
here's
the thing. There will be at least one debate. Just one, because it doesn't interfere
with
football.
I'm sure he'll figure something out.
Undoubtedly. And here's the thing, like, he still hasn't released his tax returns. What the fuck is he hiding?
Did you see Warren Buffett?
Oh, dude, that guy came out
the
and
DNC.
Just called him out. That was so great.
He said, I'm under audit too. I will release my taxes if you do. You know what? He's not going to.
No, he's not going to, because his taxes will show he's into some really crooked shit.
Yeah.
You know? There's no doubt in my mind he's into some crooked shit. The guy has been money laundering himself throughout this entire campaign.
Yeah. You know?
He's going to come out of this campaign richer than when he started.
And that's his whole plan, is he's going to make money off of this.
He doesn't fucking care about the presidency.
If he becomes president,
this is a money grab.
He's going to make more money for himself.
This is a fucking money grab. He does not give a shit about being president. So.
Yeah. Because you know he's going to leave some of his family in charge of his assets, since he has to give them up, but he's still going to be in control of them.
Yeah.
Because he won't be able to do it.
Fuck, but he will.
Horribly.
Dude, this guy.
I was legitimately worried for a while, because he was winning in the polls, and it was scary to think of a Donald Trump presidency.
Yeah, but the closer we get to November, especially now that the primaries are over,
the worse he
gets. He just can't stop himself.
He's just bombing. I sent you an article. I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but he's calling for closing that internet up. End quote.
How do you close the internet?
So basically, he's trying to say that we're losing people. Well, all right, so, quote, we're losing a lot of people because of the internet, end quote, Donald Trump said Monday at a South Carolina campaign rally. So basically he's saying that ISIS is using the internet to recruit members, which is correct. But he's calling, he's saying, quote, "We have to go see Bill Gates and a lot of different people that really understand what's happening. We have to talk to them about maybe in certain areas closing that internet up in some way," end quote.
So basically what it comes down to is he saw the latest Bourne movie and he's trying to be Tommy Lee Jones's character. Okay, I got it. I got it. He thinks he's a movie star. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
So he continues, quote, "Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. These are foolish people," end quote.
So he wants to take away our right to say what we want. This is the president people want. I don't see it. Dude, you're... Okay,
Donald,
someone like this comes in, takes away your freedom of speech. That means the next thing he takes is your guns, because you won't have the right to speak out against it.
Yeah.
This is a fuck... This is ISIS! His big platform thing was Obama's and Hillary will turn America over to the Muslims. That's what he's doing!
Yeah. He wants to weaken our country by removing our freedom of speech.
And... See, if someone were to point it out like that, his poll numbers would drop completely. But no one's going to come out and say that's what he's saying. Not even fucking Hillary. Hillary could wrap it up if she just came out and said, look.
She could fucking drop the mic now and just and be done until the election.
Trump's trying to take away your right to say what you want to say. Mic drop.
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, she would need someone... She would need to break down everything he says.
Yeah, she's up to a 15-point margin lead over him.
I want that number to grow. I want it to be, like, by the time we get to November, I want it to be, like, a 40% lead over him.
Yeah. I hope that by the end of this, this is just
so
a fucking
telling,
blowout.
Though, that Republican leaders, people who are adamantly against Hillary are like, nope, I'm voting for her. I can't do it. He's fucking...
Yeah.
Did you hear what he's doing to Paul Ryan?
There's several people he's not endorsing for re-election.
Paul Ryan's words against him. You remember back when he was trying to get Ryan's endorsement, and Paul Ryan's like, I'm just not seeing it. I'm not feeling it. I'm not there with Trump yet. Trump did the exact same thing. Just like, I'm not there with Paul Ryan. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I can't even fathom why people think that he's a good choice.
He's mocking our political system is what he's doing. He's come out, honestly think that he's, like, behind closed doors, he's like, what the fuck is going on? I should not be here.
I'm sure he has no idea why he's losing either.
I should not have won the primary.
Oh, no, he's totally for it. There's a lot of people that think that this is still, like, a game or a joke to him. But he's going to be in it.
Yeah. But I just,
he's
like,
going all the
I
way.
I wonder if he, like, wakes up at night and goes, what the fuck is wrong with the American people? Like, if he's got, like, a moment of clarity behind closed doors when no one's there, it's just him and Amir talking. And he's like, this is...
that's called his friend.
But just
that
moment of clarity where he's just like, what the fuck am I doing here? I am the least qualified person to be running a country.
Yeah. Did you... So you remember the whole... Obviously you remember the whole debacle with his hand size. Apparently, there is... an imprint of his hands at what is it, the wax museum, the Madame Trudeau or whatever. Yeah, so in the New York one, there is an exact copy of his hand size, and they are smaller than average and smaller for a man of his height. If I remember correctly, it was 7.25 inches.
We got nothing to worry about. His stubby little fingers won't be able to reach the button, even with his arm fully extended.
I know.
Just can't do it.
Yeah. He can't.
His little
grasp
fingers
that
just can't
key
hold
to turn
on to
either.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I freaking love it. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump off this political stuff because it just fucking makes me angry, and I'm planning on having a really good day.
I know.
So, Suicide Squad opens today. Right after the show, I'm going to go see it.
Excited.
Here's nice. The problem, though. I've been reading some reviews, and well, not
that's
really because I'm still
right
going
there.
To see it. I'm going to make up my own mind, but here's. If it turns out to be what I'm hoping it's not, I know exactly why. So apparently, a lot of critics are coming down on it. And one of the things that everyone seems to agree on is that it's edited poorly. And I kind of got some backstory on it. Apparently, director David Ayer turned in a cut that was like 2 hours. It was pretty dark film, pretty gritty film, pretty good film. But the studio came out and said, well, the trailers make it look like a fun, funny sort of film. I honestly remember seeing those first trailers. I didn't think fun and funny. I thought dark humor, like a dark, gritty film with a little bit of humor thrown in.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I took away from it. On top of it, that was right after Batman versus Superman and how badly that performed. So the studio panicked, ordered like $200 million worth of reshoots to make it funnier and more lighthearted, tested both versions of the film, and then mashed them together. So, basically, Batman vs. Superman was a 27% on Rotten Tomatoes. Suicide Squad is like 33 or 35.
Suicide Squad is currently at 27.
Because it was 35 on the premiere the other night. So, I think Warner Brothers needs to stop making superhero films.
Well, I know that they have a much tighter rein, especially on the upcoming Justice League movies.
I honestly think that's a mistake.
I know they're
I think
watching those a lot more closely.
This is the problem. Batman versus Superman, according to reports, is that Zack Snyder basically got Joss Whedoned, only more so. Warner's, I guess, stepped in pretty hard with Batman v Superman and ordered a lot of shit. They were pretty.
Batman v Superman is at 27% on
so
Rotten
Zack
Tomatoes
Snyder
as well.
Kind of got his hands tied. Now, a lot of people will say that Zack Snyder is a terrible director. I personally can point out a few films of his that I really like. 300, I think, is fantastic. Dawn of the Dead, amazing film.
Yeah.
I freaking loved Watchmen. Zack Snyder's got a kind of a dark feel to his films, and I really like that. And for certain superhero movies, I think it works. I fucking loved Man of Steel. Man of Steel was, for me, was Zack Snyder stepping out of his niche, if you will. And instead of going dark, he kind of went Norman Rockwell with it. Man of Steel, to me, played out kind of like a very uplifting film. You know, he did some really great film work in that. For me personally, I know a lot of people like it. Now, I will say some of his films are kind of weird. Sucker Punch was a really weird film.
Yeah, that was a.
I don't think.
A unique
I think
one.
Sucker Punch wasn't fully realized. I think he might have needed to go through it a couple more times before releasing it. I liked it, but it was weird and kind of hard to follow. You know. But I think Zack Snyder, for all of his quirks, can make decent films. And I think that if left to his druthers, if left alone, Batman versus Superman, for all its problems, might have been a better film if the studio had stayed out of it.
See, and I personally really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed parts of it. As a whole film, it just wasn't cohesive to me. For me, it was Batman versus Superman was what could be two really great films smushed together.
See, and I could see that. I could see that they forced them together a little too much. I could see that. I think they did a fairly good job of it, and I like how they're not going the way of Marvel and doing all the backstories and then the movies. I like that they're setting it up to do the backstories as they go.
They could have just avoided the whole thing and just did a straight-up Justice League movie out of the gate. They could have completely, because Batman versus Superman, to me, was like pre-Avengers. You know, it didn't need to be done. I think even if they didn't want to do a follow-up Superman, they could have done a straight-up Justice League movie straight out of the gate and probably would have done really well. They could have set up like the, have you seen the Justice League trailer? Okay. It was released.
I'll have to check. I don't remember.
It looks fantastic. Again, I'm skeptical because the trailers for Batman versus Superman looked pretty spectacular. Remember, you and I were very against the movie when it first was announced, all the way up until we saw the trailer. Once we saw the trailer, both of us were in. All of our doubts, because as I recall, one of our biggest doubts was Affleck as Batman. I'm totally on board, and I want to see an Affleck Batman movie. I know they're... Yes.
You mean the one that he's directing?
I hope that he learned a lot from Snyder. I hope that he pays... I know he will be, because he is a comic book fan. I know Affleck's going to pay attention to... the source material and do a really good job. I thought he was a fantastic Bruce Wayne. I thought he was a spectacular Batman. I'm very anxious to see what he does with it. So So I was sold based on the trailers. I thought it was going to be a pretty epic movie. The second trailer came out and showed us Doomsday, and that's when my expectations started slipping. I would have preferred. If you were going to do Doomsday, I would have preferred just a straight-up Superman movie. And a lot of the stuff that they had in Batman vs. Superman, if you lifted that stuff out, the stuff with Congress, Lex Luthor, Doomsday, all of that stuff, fleshed it out, fantastic movie. And you know what you could have done? You could have just had that Superman movie where at the very end, Wonder Woman shows up, and she is the one who contacts Batman. So Batman shows up at Superman's funeral, you know, and they start the Justice League, which is what they're doing. Now, the Justice League trailer that was released at Comic-Con is about 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes long, and it's Batman going to recruit all these people. Pretty fucking awesome. I'm not a fan of the Flash suit. It's too armored for me, you know? It's like Batman threw up on the Flash. The guy playing the Flash, I'm not sold on him yet. I really think that they made a mistake because they've got an excellent Flash on the CW show. As a matter of fact, they've got some great characters on these CW shows that they could, if they wanted to, make some really great film, lift these guys up, make a Justice League film with them. You've got Supergirl, you've got Flash, you've got potential for a bunch of other characters. You've got Green Arrow, who's in, I'm not sure if he's in Justice League or Justice Society of America, but, you know, they've got these kind of second-tier characters that could be brought up to the big leagues to assist in a Justice League movie, with the exception of Flash. Flash is a first-tier character. And he's great on the TV show, so I don't know why they don't use him, other than Zack Snyder wanted to separate the two. I think there's going to be a change in that, though, because I think Warner Brothers is starting to listen to fans. And I think Justice League is almost all the way done, which is why we got the trailer we did. I will say Jason Momoa as Aquaman.
Yeah.
Aquaman is hands down the lamest superhero character of all time. Even DC people will... This is why Aquaman goes through writers like crazy. This Aquaman, though, is pretty badass.
Yeah. I'm hopeful.
It's Aquaman.
But I'm going to reserve judgment.
It's Aquaman.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's only so much you can do with Aquaman.
In this, in the trailer. Yeah, and I really think...
Well, Jason Momoa is a great actor to have as Aquaman.
His look and his acting style and everything is wasted on Aquaman. I would like to see him as something else. I'd like to see him as a villain. Fucking make him Darkseid. You know? Fucking, you know... Jason Momoa needs to step over to Marvel. We've got tons of characters he can play. Fucking Momoa as Wolverine. Dude, I know they're looking for one. Why not? The guy's got the build for it. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there, Marvel. You know. Anyway. I honestly think that DC needs to... DC and Warner need to figure things out. I'm not going to say anything about Suicide Squad. I'm still very excited for it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that despite the reviews it's getting, that I will enjoy it. I don't want to see... Here's the thing, though. My expectations for Suicide Squad are very low. For a lot of reasons. And one of them is that I just don't know the source material well enough. And you know me. I'm pretty big comic guy. But I have heard some things that about Suicide Squad that I kind of wish that they would have changed, because I think it would have made certain characters make a little bit more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's just personal taste for me.
Yeah, I will say that I don't know if I'm gonna like the Jared Leto Joker.
Okay, so there was a fan theory for a while that Jared Leto's Joker is actually a former Robin who was driven insane. The comic story goes that Jason Todd, who I think was the second Robin, was kidnapped by Joker and tortured, and I think then killed. They've retconned that he lived through it and then eventually became the Joker. I wished... Now, the directors come out and said that's not the case. They're kind of just coming up with their own version of the Joker, which is fine. That's fine. But I think the story would work stronger, and it would tie into Batman versus Superman, too, if they did say, yes, this is a former Robin. Because who better to fuck with Batman than someone who knows him better? Exactly.
Yeah.
And it would make this version.
I know, than someone who knows him. Yeah.
A lot more tolerable. You know, but again, I haven't seen the movie. I don't know, but it would explain.
Yeah.
It would go a long way to explain a lot of stuff about this Joker, and probably for fans of the Joker, who are not going to like this Joker and have said already they don't see the point. That's another thing in some of the reviews I've seen. Everyone seems to think that there's no need for the Joker. So that makes me wonder, it's like, well, why is he in the movie? You know?
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that next week after you and I have both seen the movie. I'm still very excited for it. I am excited for one. There was one review that I saw that clearly it was written by a woman. And it actually made... For her, it was a critique of the movie. For me, it was something very exciting. And the review went something like, there is more shots of Margot Robbie's ass in the hot pants than anything else. And my response was, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I heard that they overused it.
Most fanboys are going to be like, more of that, please.
Yeah, I'm sure most people don't.
So yeah, I'm excited to see the movie. I'm hoping it's going to be good. I think they've got some pretty interesting representations of some pretty well-known villains. Some of them I don't see the point in. Some of them I kind of wish they'd done a little differently.
Yeah.
And again, this is all based on trailers and movie clips that I've seen. Until I actually see the movie for myself, I don't really have a full opinion one way or the other. So, I did see Jason Bourne last week. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah.
I will say, not the best Bourne film.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Not disappointing in the least. It's pretty fucking good. It is just good. Them.
I heard it was pretty good. Yeah.
Again. But I don't have a problem with that. And I will say it's kind of cool that Jason Bourne has so few lines. He's definitely more a man of action this time, and I really like it. It is kind of a passing of the torch movie. but not in, like, this is the last Jason Bourne will be in it. Because I know they've greenlit another one. And I know that they've also greenlit another Bourne movie with Jeremy Renner. And I really like Jeremy Renner, and I like that movie. I'm kind of hoping the two of them will hook up and fight together. I think that'd be pretty damn good. But we'll see. Both guys are getting up there, and we'll see what happens. Let's see. I heard something else this week that I wanted to talk to you about. Infinity Wars is not going to be two movies. Yeah, apparently they've scaled it down to one.
It's not?
I don't know how I feel about that because I don't know what the full story was or what they had intended. So it might be fine as a standalone movie. I think it depends on how Phase 3 goes. Or wait, will that be Phase 4? Let's you know what, for now let's call it Phase 3.5712B.
80 million, who knows.
I know the Black Panther movie is going to be part of that phase. I know they finally cast a Captain Marvel in Brie Larson. I'm okay with that. I don't know enough about the character. I know Doctor Strange is kind of kicking off.
It's okay, the so final we're still phase, in phase of, three or until, the final of phase three.
2019 or 2018.
Yep.
Cool.
Sure.
Yeah, the articles I'm like
still seeing
so.
Are showing that it's going to be two.
I don't know if it's
still.
Confirmed either. Okay, so maybe someone spoke out of turn and they're.
Well, this was updated yesterday, so. Off. I know they changed the names of them.
Feige.
Film producer and president of Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige, announced that Avengers Infinity Wars will be divided into two parts. Have tentative title, Infinity War Part 1 and Avengers Infinity War Part 2.
I don't care. Just fucking film them and get them on the screen, please.
He said... He said that the movies will be far more different than the usual two-part films that Hollywood has been releasing.
I wonder if that means that they'll have, like, each one will have a definitive end.
He said that Avengers Infinity War might have a different title, and also the two-part film is set to have a different kind of storyline, differently a continuation of the other. So it sounds like they're going to be two totally separate movies, basically.
So each one should have a definitive end. I don't know if I... Again, I haven't seen the script. I don't know what they plan on doing, but it seems like Infinity War should just be a two-part film. They should end the first one on a cliffhanger. So
how dare you?
Have to wait a year.
God, you bastard.
Saying this. But we have to
You're
wait
what's
a year
wrong
for
with
the
this
second
world.
Part. I know. Such a
Donald Trump supporter.
I am. Just me.
The glove has been thrown.
How dare you, sir? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they've been pretty good about doing some pretty epic stories.
Yeah.
And keeping them as singular films.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where they go with it.
I'll wait and see. Yeah, totally. It's just, you know, I get more and more interested. They've cast some more people for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see what they do with that, because they had such a strong setup in Civil War. And with Marvel on board and helping to direct or helping guide the character, I think we're going to get a Spider-Man that's probably the closest to the Spider-Man from comics that we've seen.
I thought the Andrew Garfield ones were the best. Yeah,
Andrew Garfield films were superior. Yes, but this is a Spider-Man who is probably closest to any Spider-Man that we've got. He's a Spider-Man from the old school 60s. He's a Spider-Man from the Ultimate Universe. He's a young kid. He's still in high school. He's not going to be suddenly going to college. And to me, that was the problem with both Garfield and Maguire series of Spider-Man movies, is they were, instead of spending time with him in high school,
yeah,
trying to figure out, it was,
they just went full adult.
He's graduating high school, you know? We didn't spend enough time with the teenage Peter Parker, you know? And I think this will be interesting. I think a lot of it depends on who they cast as a love interest, because he's got to have a love interest. That's one of the unique things about Spider-Man and Peter Parker, is that he's a teenager trying to figure life out, trying to balance school, family, being a superhero, and trying to have a teenage love life. You know?
Yeah.
So the question is, who do they pull from? I don't want him to do Mary Jane. I think that's too obvious and too on the nose. I don't want him to do Gwen Stacy, because we just had that. Some of the stories I've seen is that he'll be dating Betty Brant. I don't know how they're going to work that out, because Betty Brant is J. Jonah Jameson's secretary.
Unless
they
make her...
How is a high school kid going to date a 20-something?
A high school student and start, like, from the bottom.
Which...
Or they could be interns.
Yeah, undoubtedly, that's what they'll do. Could be. I don't know. I'm reserving judgment. I want to wait and see what they do. But they've got a great cast. So, and according to everything I've seen, this is about, they're gonna kind of follow the Homecoming storyline. I don't know a lot about.
It'll be
that
a surprise.
So, you know. But I'm, and I'm kind of, you know what, I'm kind of avoiding details. Like, cast announcements I'm cool with, and who those cast members are playing, I'm cool with, but I don't want to know about the story. I did see some filming footage of him, like, dropping down and punching a guy, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to avoid, like, big spoilery details. I don't want to know who the villain is until it's on screen, although I'll probably end up finding out. But if they follow the Homecoming storyline, apparently the villain is the Vulture. And I think they did cast someone for that. I can't tell you who, because I can't remember. So, yeah, it's going to be... I think next year's going to be interesting film-wise. Not only for stuff coming out, but for stuff going into production.
I can't wait.
Because they start filming the new Deadpool in January. Dude, that movie's going to be fucking... And that's a movie that I'm like, give me all the details I can have, because that movie is going to be entertaining to watch, but it's also going to be entertaining to see.
Yes, they did cast the Vulture. It's Michael Keaton.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I'm okay with that. I think Keaton's in this cool thing where he's starting to play villains now. And, kind of like, he was great in RoboCop as the villain. You know, so it'd be interesting to see him play kind of a crazier villain, and see let's see how far back to his comedic roots he goes. Also, you heard Game of Thrones; they've announced
that's what I figured they were going to end
on.
Season 8
will be the last season. Yeah, I'm okay with that too. They can wrap this up.
I know they're both going to be shorter and seasons as well. Yeah, it's like seven episodes. No, I think it's eight for season seven and like seven for season eight or something.
I'm okay with it as long as they do it well, and I think they will. The only thing
they're having difficulties with the weather where they film, so it's not something that they're doing on purpose. They just they can't film.
Yeah. Again, I'm totally fine with it. I think it's just gonna amp up the anticipation. And they left last season on such a great note. Like you've got basically down to three storylines now. You know? I mean they've really cut the fat. And so we have three points of interest to follow, and I think next season it's going to be down to two. So, I'm very interested to see how these three come together. Well, no, I'm sorry. I forgot about one character.
Yeah.
There's four storylines. And I think by the end of next season, it'll be down to two. So, and possibly three, depending on what they do with Arya, because she could go rogue and have her own.
I think she'll head to Winterfell. I think they're gonna bring. I think they'll bring all the Starks together.
Undoubtedly, she's too close to it now. I think probably within the first three episodes, because she's close to Winterfell now. She has to have heard what's happened. So I think she's on her way there. But the question is, now that she's kind of like a assassin, will she stay there? Or will she head... Because she could stay there and fight with Jon, because you know he's going to be gearing up to fight the White Walkers as opposed to Cersei. So will Arya head to King's Landing to take care of Cersei?
That's herself? Possible.
Because she could. She could get in there and just straight up murder her. Because I really think that Daenerys and Jon are going to team up.
Yeah, they're
going
to have to.
And they're
going to
face the White Walkers.
Because that's the biggest threat.
And I think once they meet and talk about it, and I think it's going to be
Brings
Tyrion
them that, together.
You know. Well, not only that, but it's going to be Tyrion that says, no, you know, as much as you want to own, you know, the Iron Throne, if you take it now, there's going to be nothing for you to rule. We have the dragons. We have the army. We can deal with this threat, you know. Especially when Bran gets there, because you know that Bran's on his way.
Yeah,
and he's got more information than anyone. On top of that, he's the only one who knows the truth about Jon. And I think that's going to also help solidify Daenerys and Jon coming together. And you know. The question is, will they marry, or will they just be side by side? Because I think they could marry.
They would be
like second cousins?
Let's see. So they'd be half siblings. Cuz Rhaegar is her father and Rhaegar is his father. So that makes them half.
Well, you know what? It worked for Cersei and Jaime, so why not?
Well, and honestly, back in medieval days,
it happened.
They had very, very straight bloodlines. They kept them quote unquote pure.
Yeah. I know. I'll be interested to see what happens.
Yeah.
And here's another person I'm really interested to see what they do with is Sam.
Yeah.
I think Sam's got a big part to play.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'll be interested. Plus, you know what? The guy's happy.
Yeah.
He's got Gilly. He's got a kid, sort of. Have they had sex yet?
Yes, they have.
Okay, yeah. Fuck yes. That guy, he's going to be so happy.
Yeah. As long as he doesn't die.
No, that's the thing. I think Sam is one of the few characters they won't kill.
Yeah.
Same with Gilly. I think Sam and Gilly are going to live a very long and happy life.
Yeah.
And make little tiny Sams.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be released from the Night's Watch.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be...
That or they're going to change how the Night's Watch works so that they can have families.
Yeah, because I think that's going to... I, you know what? You're probably right. They're probably going to come up with some sort of system where, like, you serve instead of a lifetime. You know, unless you want to serve a lifetime, you serve, you know, 10 years.
But it's, and if you think about it, they will fight harder for their family than they would if they have nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've proven that. They've proven that with this. And I think John will probably play a big part in that. Restructuring. I don't think the Night's Watch is so broken and it's so decimated. Like, they need people on that wall. But here's the thing: if they destroy the White Walkers, what's the need for the wall? So I think they'll just abolish the Night's Watch altogether. So yeah, it's gonna be a really interesting season. I can't wait.
Yeah, me either.
I just can't wait. Okay, buddy, we gotta wrap this shit up because I gotta get to the movie theater. I'm sorry that you didn't catch any fish. Yeah. That sucks. But you know what? There's next year.
Yeah, the worst part was the stress we had before we left with the dog. But
that's right. How is the dog?
He's good. He's doing better.
That's fantastic. Yeah. For those who don't follow Bryce on Facebook, one of the greatest dogs in the world, had some health issues, had to go to emergency vet, and we all thought that we might lose him, but he's strong. Yep. He's a fighter.
He's a fighter. Yeah, so, he's got another checkup on Monday, but his last one was good, so.
Okay, fingers crossed everything's doing good.
Yep.
Bryce, it's been a pleasure. Yep. We'll talk to you again next week.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.